Hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom, your window on the world. My name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve today. Do you like traveling? Do you ever visit national parks? How many national parks does your country have? And have you visited them all? Well, the United States, of course, has several national parks, and they are all beautiful. Have you ever heard of Utah? It's one of the United States, and it has many national parks. If you want to visit the U.S., but you're not sure where to go, consider Utah. Over the next 3 days, we will learn about several beautiful places in Utah in our lesson called Utah's Amazing National Parks. We'll begin with a place called Arches National Park. What's so special about this park? Well, a lot. But I want you to find the answer to this question. Arches National Park has the world's largest what? Arches National Park has the world's largest what? The world's largest arch or something else? Open your magazine and let's have some fun. Here we go.
Utah's amazing national parks. Discover unbelievable beauty in these national parks. Some people dream of getting away from it all. But rather than getting away, why not get to some of the most spectacular scenery anywhere? Beautiful vistas, exciting adventures, and fresh air all beckon. Interested? Then head for the National Parks of Utah. Begin in Arches National Park in eastern Utah, near the city of Moab. Depicted as a wonderland of red rock, Arches has more than 2,000 natural stone arches, the world's largest concentration.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 vista 这个名词。Vista 是指全景或景观。例如 ，From the window of my hotel room, I can see a breathtaking vista of the valley. 从我旅馆房间的窗户，可以看到山谷令人屏息的美景。或者是 The photos show the amazing vistas of this beautiful island. 这些照片显示出这个美丽岛屿令人惊叹的美景。接着我们看的是 depict 这个动词 ，depict 是指叙述或者是描绘。例如 ，The media depicted the movie star as a warm, loving family man。媒体把这位电影明星描述成一个温暖的爱家男人。或者是 ，The movie depicts the dark side of society。这部电影叙述社会的黑暗面。或者是 ，The painting depicts a quiet and peaceful country life in France。这幅画描绘出法国乡下安静平和的生活。
So today's lesson is all about Utah. So have you ever been to Utah, Rebecca?
I have been to Utah. One year, my family and I were driving across country, and we stopped in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we found?
What did you find?
Well, we stopped at this park, and we found some dinosaur fossils. It was amazing. By the way, everyone, I'm Rebecca, and yes, we're talking about Utah, but...We're talking about some of the most amazing national parks in Utah.
All right, well, you can see a lot of cool things in Utah. Apparently, you can see dinosaur fossils as well. And, of course, there are many national parks in Utah. So, if you're curious about where you should visit in the States, maybe you could start with Utah. We read here at the beginning of our lesson, discover unbelievable beauty in these national parks. It's unbelievable. It's hard to believe...that this place is so beautiful.
That's right. Well, I would agree Utah is beautiful. Well, let's get started with the very first line of our lesson. We read, some people dream of getting away from it all. Now, let's take some time and talk about this phrase, to get away from it all. This just means that you go somewhere completely different. So you could say, for example, after a long week at work...Joey, he just wanted to get away from it all. He needed a break.
And friends, as you can see in our lesson, this phrase has those quotation marks around it. Actually, that kind of means that people often say this, oh, I just need to get away from it all. You might hear Westerners say this phrase, I just need to get away from it all. Let's go somewhere out in nature to get away from it all.
Oh, that sounds amazing, Gabe. I could totally go out to nature just to get away from it all. What about you? Maybe sometimes you feel like you need to get away from it all. Well, let's see how our lesson continues. But rather than getting away, why not get to some of the most spectacular scenery anywhere? That actually sounds like a good plan, doesn't it?
Well, exactly, and that's what we're going to be finding out about. Beautiful scenery and beautiful vistas. Just like you can see in this picture, a vista is a nice thing to see, okay? Especially out in nature, it's beautiful scenery. So you can have exciting adventures and fresh air, and all of these things beckon. Now, what does that word beckon mean? Well, the guys in the info cloud have something they would like to share about that.
The word beckon means to use a physical gesture to indicate to someone to come to you.
Now, there's another similar sounding word, beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N. And that refers to a light or fire that draws attention to a specific area. A beacon guides pilots when they are landing a plane and directs sailors when they are at sea.
So two similar sounding words that both involve sending signals to others. There has to be a connection.
And there is. The word beckon actually comes from an old English word that means to make a mute sign. And that sign is actually referred to by an old English word that later became beacon.
But we need to remember that beacon is a noun while beckon is a verb. Okay, here's another question for thought. How is beckon different from the verb wave?
Good question. Wave is just a physical gesture, but beckon can be used either literally or figuratively. So, abstract things might beckon us. Doom, disaster, the future can all beckon.
Inanimate objects like fresh air or an ice cream sundae might also beckon you.
Friends, next time your homework beckons, maybe it's time to put down that cell phone and go do your homework.
我们来看两个发音相似的字 beckon 跟 beacon beckon 是招手 beacon 是导航或灯塔的这种信号灯两个字的意思看起来差得很远其实在古英语这两个字是相关的因为都牵涉到信号的发送讲到 beckon 我们应该会 联想到 wave 也就是招手那这两个字的差别在于 wave 只是狭义的表示招手那是一种手势但 beckon 可以是抽象的招手而且可以用于无生命的东西像一个冰淇淋有可能向你 beckon 引诱你去吃它当你的功课在 beckon 你的时候你最好赶快去把它写完这就是今天的 Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Yes, that sounds like a great idea. Good, I will see you
soon. Oh my goodness, Rebecca's on her phone.
Right, yeah.
Here's how I'm going to get her attention. Yeah. A little light.
Oh, well, okay, well, I gotta go because Gabe's beacon is beckoning me. So I'll see you later. Bye. Gabe.
My beacon is beckoning you. I like that, Rebecca. Way to use those words. We need to continue with our lesson. Let's continue here. Begin in Arches National Park in eastern Utah. Near the city of Moab, and we read, it's depicted as a wonderland of red rock. Depicted as. That means it gives you a certain impression. It's depicted as this.
Exactly. So you could say, like, have you ever read the book The Shack? Well, in this book, The Shack, God is depicted as a black African-American woman.
Okay, well, is he really an African-American woman? I don't think so, but he's depicted as such in that book. So that's how you can use this phrase. Friends, it's time for the SC Challenge. It is time again for the SC Challenge. I am here with Rex. Thank you for joining us, Rex.
Glad to be here.
It looks like I took his chair. Thank you for letting me have your chair for a moment. Rex, today we're talking about a beautiful place in Utah. And I'm wondering, where have you gone that you thought was really beautiful? Can you describe the most beautiful place you've ever been?
I think it'll have to be Hokkaido, Japan. I went there for my honeymoon with my wife. And the whole place has very, very beautiful scenery and got great mountain scenes. And it's kind of like Europe in Asia. And the whole place is just beautiful. It looks like a painting in real life.
That sounds awesome. I've always actually wanted to go to Hokkaido. In case you're not sure, that is Beihaitou, right, in Japan?
Yes.
And what time of the year did you go? I mean, this was in your honeymoon. When did you go?
It was end of June and beginning of July. So it was the season of the lavender.
The lavender?
Yeah.
I take it that's a really nice thing to see.
Yeah, it's a kind of purple flower, and it's got just really beautiful. They have this very beautiful lavender farm, I think that's what you call it. It's just beautiful, and you look at the whole place, it's all purple, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, that is so cool. So, as you can see, there's beautiful fields, you said beautiful mountains, a lot of great scenery. I've also really wanted to go in the winter to Beihaitou. Have you ever been there in the winter at all?
In the future, I will be there.
Yeah, okay, I think all year round, the winter has the hot springs, the summer you can see these lavender fields and the mountains. Well, what about you? What is a beautiful place that you have been to? Talk about that in English. Thank you for joining us for the SC Challenge. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Would you like to visit the United States, but you're not sure where to start? I mean, besides Disneyland, of course, everyone wants to go to Disneyland. But I think you should see some of the national parks there, and Utah is a good place to start. Now, we just started learning about a place called Arches National Park, which has the world's largest concentration of natural stone arches. Let's learn more about what you can see in this magnificent place.
Utah's amazing national parks. Even if there seems to be an arch everywhere you turn, be sure to see Delicate Arch. You can gaze at it from a viewpoint or do the 3-mile round-trip hike that takes you right to the arch. If you'd like a greater challenge, try the Fiery Furnace hike, which takes you down passages between sandstone fins. You must go with a park guide, as the hike is a labyrinth with narrow ledges above drop-offs, along with gaps to pull yourself up and through. The easy way to see the wondrous rock shapes and breathtaking vistas is the 18-mile scenic drive.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 furnace 这个名词。furnace 是指火炉或熔炉，例如 It's getting cold, so we should fire up the furnace. 天气变冷了，我们应该生火炉了。或者是 The factory is as hot as the furnace during summer. 这个工厂在夏天的时候热得跟火炉一样。furnace 在课文中指的是严峻的挑战，例如 The patient endured the furnace of multiple surgeries, and finally his wounds healed.这位病人忍受了多次的手术的折磨后，最后伤口终于痊愈。所以我们看的是 labyrinth 这个名词。labyrinth 是指迷宫或者是错综复杂的事物。例如 ，We got lost in the labyrinth of this old town, Sally's。我们迷失在这个古老城镇的错综复杂的小巷中。或者是 ，It took me a long time to sort out the labyrinth of the hidden rules of the company。我花了很长的时间才搞清楚这个公司很复杂的潜规则。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So if you like to see arches, I would encourage you to go visit Arches National Park because there are 2,000 natural stone arches. Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, even if there seems to be an arch everywhere you turn, be sure to see delicate arch. Delicate arch.
I'm really excited about this one. Maybe you've seen this picture before. Here it is. Here is delicate arch. One of the most famous arches in Arches National Park. Now, this place is full of beautiful arches just like that. That is a great reason to go and visit this place. And we read on, you can gaze at it from a viewpoint or do the 3-mile round trip hike that takes you right to the arch. So you can get up very close to the arch.
Indeed. Well, if I were to go to Arches National Park, I will definitely make sure that I visit Delicate Arch. It looks like a great place to take pictures. Well, right now, it's time for us to take a closer look at something in this sentence. Even if there seems to be an arch everywhere you turn, be sure. I wonder what Liz has to say about that sentence pattern.
Let's join her.
Yeah, let's join her.
Hi, friends. My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at today's sentence. Even if there seems to be an arch everywhere you turn, be sure to see delicate arch. The writer is saying that even though there are so many arches in that area, it's important to go see delicate arch. When there seems to be so many of a certain kind of thing in an area or in a situation, we would say there seems to be one of those everywhere you turn. It's an exaggeration, of course. However, please notice the pattern. Even if there seems to be something everywhere you turn, be sure to do something. This is an interesting pattern to use if you want to tell someone what they should do, even though there are many other options. For example, even if there seems to be a cafe everywhere you turn in this district, be sure to visit Cafe 19 by the river. Now, we can also use this pattern to talk about more abstract things, like even if there seems to be a criticism or rejection everywhere you turn as you're building your dream, be sure to stay focused on what really matters. And that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. We're learning about delicate arch here, and we read you can gaze at it from a viewpoint or do the 3-mile hike that takes you right to the arch. Let's take a look at that word, take. Now, often I use this word when I'm with somebody. Maybe they're following me. I'm taking that person somewhere. But here, it's not a person taking you somewhere. What is it?
Well, in our lesson, it's like this path that you're on is going to take you to this delicate arch. Now, there are other ways that you can use this word take. For example, you could say, let's pretend that you're out hiking and you see two different paths. Maybe one path will take you to the waterfall.
Okay.
Yes, are you out hiking?
That's the waterfall.
Yes, that's
good.
The waterfall. And then the other path will take you to the visitor center.
Ah.
So depending on where you want to go, you can take a different path.
Great, I would like to see the waterfall. So I will take the path that takes me to the waterfall. See you later, Rebecca.
And, you know, I was wanting to go to the visitor center, so...
Okay.
Well, let's do that later, though.
I just want to get away from it all.
Wait, Gabe, come back here, come back here. We still have more to talk about in our lesson,
can't
we?
Okay.
Now, do you have any other example sentences for this word?
I do. I prepared some example sentences, so I guess I should share one.
You should.
The trail, or the path, takes you to a tea house at the top of the mountain.
I love tea houses.
I know. Okay, so do I. So you might like that path that takes you to this tea house. Well, friends, let's continue learning here. We read, if you'd like a greater challenge, try the fiery furnace hike. I like challenges, which takes you down passages between sandstone fins.
Wait, hold on for just a moment, Gabe. Now, you brought up this word fiery furnace.
Yes.
So does that mean that there's actually a furnace, a fireplace?
Yes. No, Rebecca. There's no furnace or fireplace in this hike. Actually, I'm not sure why it's called fiery furnace, but it does sound like a challenging hike. Even the name sounds like it's going to be a challenging hike.
Well, I think I would like this hike. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, you guessed it. I mean, you're thinking it.
Because you like challenges.
Yes, Yes, I knew you knew what I was thinking, Gabe. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rebecca, you might like this next thing then, because
yes, what's that?
We're learning about a labyrinth here, okay?
Mm.
You must go with a park guide, as the hike is a labyrinth with narrow ledges above drop-offs along with gaps to pull yourself up and through.
So, Gabe, do you think it looks anything like this picture here?
Well, no, yes. This is a labyrinth. It's mm-hmm. a maze. And maybe it's described as a labyrinth because maybe it feels like a maze when you're hiking through it. It can be kind of confusing sometimes.
Well, it definitely sounds like a challenge. So if you like a challenge, like I like a challenge, you might enjoy this hike. Well, let's go ahead and jump to the very last sentence in our lesson. We read, "The easy way to see the wondrous rock shapes and breathtaking vistas is the 18-mile scenic drive." Scenic drive, or scenic route. Mm-hmm. What is that all about?
Well, yes, our lesson says scenic drive, and here we want to teach another phrase, scenic route. Sometimes there are a couple of different ways to go to a place, right? And maybe the regular way is kind of boring. Maybe you want to take a little bit longer and do the scenic route. You might enjoy better scenery on that road.
That reminds me, when I used to live in California, and we would drive down south. There were two different ways that we could go. We could either go the shorter way, or we could go the scenic route. The scenic route took longer, but the sights were breathtaking right along the ocean.
Well, I think there are many breathtaking sights in Utah's national parks. It's time for us to review with the editor's summary.
This month we are going to Utah to visit some of the national parks located there. Some of the most spectacular scenery anywhere can be found in this part of the world. You'll see beautiful vistas and experience an adventure and fresh air. So, we begin in Arches National Park in eastern Utah. This area is depicted as a wonderland of red rock. The park has over 2,000 natural stone arches, so no matter where you turn, you'll probably see one. Don't miss the Delicate Arch. You can go on a 3-mile round-trip hike to get up close to see it, or you can view it from a viewpoint. And you can try the Fiery Furnace hike. It's a bigger challenge, and you'll need a guide, because the hike is a labyrinth and has narrow ledges above drop-offs and gaps you have to pull yourself through. Or you can take the 18-mile scenic drive, the easy way.
Thanks, Linda. So in answer to the question of the day, Arches has the largest concentration of natural stone arches.
That's right, friends. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time for more about Utah's amazing national parks.